I love the word create. Maybe you create art mm-hmm. or create beautiful food.
Yes.
To pray this prayer,
yes.
saying, God, create with your hand, mm-hmm. it's like giving God permission. You give God permission and you just open up your heart and say, God, I give you permission to do your work in me.
Well, hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and we are glad that you are here with us again at With Hope Has a Name, our podcast that is part of TWR Women of Hope. And today I'm joined with Babbi Mason, singer-songwriter, friend, and we are here just sitting around the table talking.
That's right. Two girls talking about the Word, talking about God and how good He is.
There's so many wonderful passages in the Bible, and I know I didn't grow up as a Christian, and so coming to faith as an adult, it just, there's so many treasures that I'm still learning and finding, so many nuggets that are just blessing my life in so many ways.
Every time I open up His Word, mm-hmm. it's like reading it oftentimes like for the very first time, mm-hmm. and I think it's related to where I am at that moment. And what I need in that moment. And because my need is fresh,
yes.
His the way that He meets my need is always new and fresh and personal.
And that's the one thing we want to talk about today is how our testimonies, our stories, our faith journeys, this journey that we're on with the Lord,
yes.
it's happening every single day. It's not the story only of what's happened 50 years ago, my case 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It's what's happening today. God is telling a story of redemption, of freedom, of hope, of trust, of thanksgiving, everything. There's something that happens today. We can see God's glory. And the passage we're going to be looking at today is one of the Psalms. It is a psalm that was written by King David. And it is a psalm that is a heart that's crying out for forgiveness. It's asking God to forgive him of his sins, right? Coming to God, asking for God's mercy. And this psalm, particular psalm, has been one that I memorized new when I was a new believer. And I still pray these verses every morning. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. You know, wash me thoroughly. Cleanse me with a clean heart. I pray that every day.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So I want to talk about this passage because here you see King David just broken before God and really try to understand the difference between confession and repentance, you know, really coming with a heart that's broken before the Lord, broken for our sin before him.
Yes.
So let's jump in. We are looking at Psalm 51, Psalms. If you're new to the Bible, it's in the Old Testament. And again, this was written by King David, and we're just going to read the first few verses. We're going to probably look at verses 1 through 12, and so we will talk a little bit about Psalm 51 today in this show, and a future show we will also talk more about this passage, okay?
Yes.
So let's start in Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. So let's stop there and just talk about those verses. I mean, how David, this King David, you know, comes to God with this tremendous sin on his heart, committing adultery, you know, with his military man's wife, right? And
what a story.
It's an amazing story
yeah.
to read about David and Bathsheba and to understand truly the culture and what was really happening there. You know, the king was staying at home in the palace, not out fighting the war. And you know, he sees this beautiful woman bathing on her rooftop, which is not an abnormal thing to do. They did that. That's where they would bathe. So he sends for her, and she doesn't really have much way to say no to come.
He's the king.
Absolutely. And so he does this, and then the story just continues where it gets worse and worse, and then the husband comes home and ends up not sleeping with his wife. It's an amazing story to read.
A cover-up. I mean, this would make a great film.
Oh, forget it.
You know, it's a story of cover-up and intrigue and romance and all of those things that make great stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then someone coming to him and confronting him about what has happened and David lying to this prophet. And he then comes back and is convicted of what he has done. And out of that conviction, writes this psalm to God.
Yes. What is so beautiful about David, he is a very creative person. He is a musician. He's a skillful musician, as well as a great leader. But I think David sometimes used his power in ways to overlord, you know, people like with Bathsheba. But he realized that he has broken the heart of God. And he comes to God for forgiveness. And this is what I love about David. Yes, he had challenges. Yes, he was sinful. Yes, he broke the heart of God. But he made things right with God quickly.
Yes, yes.
Even though we may break the heart of God, when we keep right relationships with the Lord, that pleases him.
Yeah.
And David does this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. The Psalms are filled full of times when David entreats the heart of God.
Yes.
And he goes to the Lord when he has sinned. Mm-hmm. And he keeps short accounts with the Lord.
Yeah.
And here in Psalm 51, I love this psalm. As a songwriter, I wrote a song that was inspired by Psalm 51, a song called With All My Heart. The chorus says, "With all my heart, I want to love you, Lord, and live my life each day to know you more. All that is in me is yours completely. I'll serve you only with all my heart." Mm. And that's really the consummate prayer of my heart. And I was inspired to write that because of David's prayer. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not from your presence, and take not your spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a free spirit.
Mm. Oh, I love that, Babby. That's so great. And that is found in Psalm 51, verses 11 and 12. But I wanted to even read verse 9 because it says, "Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities.
Mm.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit." And I love this next verse in verse 13. It says, "Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you." I love that. David's crying out to God, "Create in me a clean heart. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Make my heart right before you before I start telling other people what to do."
Yes. Wow.
Isn't that great? It's like, then I will
teach. That
is
true repentance.
Honestly, that's true repentance.
Yes.
To say, you know, confession is just, yes, I confess my sins of pride, jealousy, whatever. I can confess that every day. But if I'm not repentant and see how much it hurts God, that sin.
Yeah. I learned this word, the word contrite, is that brokenness of spirit.
Yeah.
That we've been talking a lot about humility in shows past.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a true picture of humility and brokenness of spirit. And
right,
a heart.
Right.
And I love that about David because he is a man, he's king. He has the right to, you know, take off people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
But yet he is broken before the Lord.
Yes.
And I love verse 11 that says, "Do not send," I'm reading from the New Century Version in this instance, "Do not send me away from you or take your Holy Spirit away from me." And oftentimes we see, you know, kings who usurp their power and they banish people from their presence.
Mm-hmm.
And here is the king who is entreating the king of the universe and pleading with him, "Don't banish me from your presence."
Mm-hmm. Yes.
"Or take your spirit from me."
Right.
And I love that whole picture
someone who is considered of great power.
Yes.
From a world standpoint.
Yes.
You know, crying out to the one who really has the power.
Yes.
Of all universe, right?
And that's so beautiful.
It is. And that's something that we have to keep our eyes on and fixed on. There is someone greater in power than us. Exactly.
And someone that we have to answer to.
Right.
And bottom line, God is in control of it all.
It's something I know that I have to keep before me. That passage where it asked God, David asked God, create in me a clean heart, then I will teach transgressors. You know, when my husband and I started the counseling ministry many years ago, we had it for about 15 years. We dated for 3 months, and then we got married. And then a month after we got married, we started the counseling ministry. You know, the coordinators of this big counseling ministry in a very big church. And we had to get things right in our life before we were going to tell other people sitting across the desk from us in our office how they should get things right. And that first year of marriage, you know, is my second marriage, my husband's first year of marriage, first marriage. And that first year of marriage was very difficult for us in the sense of asking, begging God to create in us a clean heart. We didn't have clean hearts. We, you know, everything he did bothered me, everything I did bothered him. You know, it was such an adjustment to learn how to have, as an adult, you know, and being independent for so many years, to learn how to have a marriage that was honoring God. Right? I was a fairly new believer. My husband just graduated seminary. I was in seminary. We were counseling people. This became very real.
Yes.
And today, I can't even leave the house without praying this, right?
Yes.
Who are we to tell anybody anything?
Yes.
Unless we're allowing God to create in us a clean heart.
Yes. I love the word create. Maybe you create art or create beautiful food or beautiful fashion or interior design or architecture. And you know that it takes, you know, creativity with your hands and your mind. And to pray this prayer, saying, God, create fashion in me with your hand. Mm-hmm. It's like giving God permission.
Right, right.
You give God permission and you just open up your heart.
Yeah.
And say, God, I give you permission to do your work in me.
Yes. My husband used to always pray a prayer when we pray together. He would say, Lord, take your flashlight into those dark areas of my heart. You know, and I would always think, man, I don't know if I want to pray that, you know, but every time we would pray together personally in our personal private devotional time, take your flashlight into those dark places. So to our listeners today, we want to ask you to be willing, if you'll be willing to pray that prayer, Lord, take your flashlight into those dark places of my heart and then create in my heart a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit, a willing spirit that's wanting to do what you want for me, God, your will be done. Before we tell other people what to do, ask God to do that in your own heart. And we pray that for you today, that you'll have a joy, you'll have a peace today, knowing that God is near and he hears your cries and he wants you to have a life that's full of peace and joy, and it will be more than you could ever think or imagine. We ask that you would just continue to join us for Hope Has a Name, part of our podcast for TWR Women of Hope. You can email me directly at peggy@twr.org. or email babby@twr.org, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you.